Ah.
There's no doubt that Má vlast, or My Country, by Bedřich Smetana is the most popular piece by this composer among Czech as well as foreign audiences. The whole cycle of symphonic poems is played mostly on special occasions, such as the opening concerts of the Prague Spring Festival. For Czech natives, it is a work which makes them feel almost as if they were listening to the national anthem. Czech Airlines is also aware of this, to a certain extent, representative role of the piece, and often plays it to their passengers inside the aircraft upon landing at Ruzyně Airport in Prague. Along with words from the captain comes Smetana's enthralling music, and this certainly isn't a random choice. It captures the imagination of the most hardened of returnees, and, at the very least, it engages the foreigner because he has probably heard this familiar melody somewhere before. Má vlast is thus essentially becoming an advertisement for the Czech Republic. Recently, I conducted a survey which attempted to map out the views of the music-loving public at the beginning of the 21st century on one of the fundamental and best-known works in Czech music literature. I collected 53 opinions on the cycle, where I asked them to reflect upon the theme, how can one view Má vlast today? Are we still able to form an independent view of this work and see it in our own way, or do we interpret it in the way we were told at school? As an illustration, let's mention the view of a young respondent in my survey when I ask her what she imagines and what she feels when she listens to Má vlast. My interpretation of the piece is ingrained inside me. It was instilled in me even before I heard the work for the first time, so I'm influenced by it, and I doubt that the feelings I get when I listen to it are my own. I had a patriotic reaction to the piece implanted in me. On the other hand, it's clear that a large majority of Czech audiences have their own personal attitude towards Má vlast. When they hear the work, Czech concert audiences generally imagine the Czech countryside and see images of old Czech legends and scenes from Czech history. If the younger generation occasionally voices reservations about Má vlast, it's surprising how much enthusiasm most respondents had for the work in general. They even spoke of strong euphoria, almost rapture, feelings of joy, or simply wonderful emotions. There probably aren't that many works which would have such an impact, particularly on Czech concertgoers. So, the next time you listen to Má vlast, I hope you, like many Czechs, enjoy the most profound emotional experience.